Blog Talk Radio. The Egg.
To vindicate yourself file paperwork, go online as being a pro se candidate and seeking out pro bono and low legal assistance. We've been talking about doing your own interrogatories, answering them, writing motions. How do you represent yourself? Now, we have been engaging you because we want you to know that it's perfectly legal for you to represent yourself. And I didn't say somebody that was not a member of the law or not a member of the bar. And anyone who's not a member of a bar has no business, even if he went to law school, representing you unless he has passed the bar and he is credentialed and licensed to practice law in the state where you live. You ought to check that out, ladies and gentlemen. And because we've been talking about that, I think that one aspect of law you may have not thought about, and that is the law in your own homes. You do have the right to protect yourself from others and to lay down the law in your own home. Nobody has the right to come into your home to violate you, and they must uphold the rights that you have in your home. Now, families have forgotten that they do have these rights. I talked to you about the African codes. I talked to you about the black laws and the codes that were put on us as slaves. Now that you're unmolested and out of slavery, don't think that things have changed very much. You still have a set of invisible laws that you might not know about. As far as we know, we go into our economic class and we learn about the Constitution and we learn about the black laws and we learn about the street laws and we come out thinking we know how to plead the fifth. You need to take a second look at your social studies class and take it more seriously, and you need to understand it is your inalienable right to study the laws. Where did the laws come from? Who created these laws? Some say the Egyptians laid down the foundation of the laws. Others said that the Chippewa Indians came to the United States to lay down the laws. Nevertheless, there were many tribes and many races that had a contribution to laying the law down. Can the law be examined? Can it be scrutinized? And can it be examined to be created upon impromptu? How does the law affect you? And how must you avoid from being someone falling below the level of a prudent man? What does a prudent man mean? How does a prudent man conduct himself? We're going to talk about all that in just a few minutes as Omi lays down the law. As for me and my house, I already told you, we're going to serve the Lord. The Lord was a scrutinizing person who obeyed the law. If you can remember the scene when they threw a coin to the ground and asked Jesus, who do you serve? Do you serve Caesar's laws, or who do you serve? At that point, Jesus said, render to Caesar what Caesar's. Meaning if something belongs to another person and they created some set of laws that you must abide by, you must abide by the laws of the land. Now you say, Omi, why don't we get ourselves a set of laws to abide by? The question is also on the floor. What does a sovereign nation do? Do they get themselves their own set of laws and govern themselves accordingly? Many of them do. Stay tuned. We'll be right back at you in the air after we come back off of this train ride. We're going to address that as you lay down the laws in your household and how you attack the laws that need to be revised. Stay tuned. Let's take this train ride. All right, right here. I need to take a ride down the road. All right. Stay tuned. Be right back at you in the atmosphere. Welcome back, family. You are now entering into our talking cure. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't noticed, we don't have our talking cure music with us. However, I want you to put yourself in the right mood to go into meditation. We haven't talked about meditating and calling on our higher selves in a while. I want you to take a few breaths, deep breaths, and meditate with me, because where we're about to go, you're going to need that deep breath, and you're going to be able to reason from the right side of your brain, because we're going to go into a level of a place where we're going to try to think like our ancestors once did. And when they use mental telepathy and when they use higher level thinking, they were right in the middle of creating laws, designing institutions, and sovereignty in their nation. We are going to have to put ourselves in a state of mind of understanding this madness and how we are able to walk after children and not decipher for ourselves how to govern ourselves. When you get to the point where you come off the welfare systems, you come off of the unemployment, and then you look to sovereignty, and you look to become a sovereign nation, you also look to become someone who's self-reliant in their own prosperity, then you can govern yourself accordingly and lay down the laws in your own house. As for me in my house, when we go into spirit, spirit will reveal all there needs to be in order to govern ourselves like a prudent human being, so that we don't fall below the level of a prudent man. As we understand that we are gods, how could we fall below the level of a prudent man? When you cooperate on one accord with God and you operate in the spirit of a Godhead, there's no way that you would fall below the level of a prudent human being. Righteous men and women who have collaborated with God on one accord have no business falling below the level of a prudent human being. And you ought to govern yourself. Why are so many adults and elderly watching children lead them into disparity? Wake up, I say, African. Wake up, I say. There's only one question here today, and that is to be or not to be African. I choose to be a born-again African. How about you? Remember who your ancestors were. Remember when they came through the Middle Passage. Remember how some of them are still stuck in the lagoon, who are still traveling on their way, and their voices yet cry out to you. Remember Nana Padez, who told you to always take a little bit of her spirit with you. Why did she tell you that? Just because she wanted to be in the new country? No, because she wanted you to stay connected to your higher self, so that when you got into a little bit of trouble, you only need to take out that bag that she gave you, and she put bits and pieces of herself in, so that you could summon her whenever you needed her in the courtroom, in any situation where you needed to have grace. And above all things, I speak grace over your families. When you have been given grace, you have been given favor. So as we go into this trance, think with your higher self on your right side of your brain, taking deep breaths now, breathing in and out, calling forth the ancestors to reveal to you what is in your cosmic records. Who are you, black people? Who are you? Do you know your higher self? Don't let anyone tell you that the Hittites and the Moabites and the Jebusites and the Moabites were not you. Don't let anyone tell you that you weren't the Egyptians and that they ought to avoid the Egyptians by any means necessary and they ought not to learn from the Egyptians. You are the Egyptians. Didn't you know that? Your higher cost records will prove that. As long as you know you can tap into those records, you can reveal what was in their minds during the time that they built the stair-step pyramid. And then the time that Imhotep, the fairest of all the land, the father of medicine, created all the herbs there was to create for every illness. Now, Oladunamare, who sat with Oromola at his right-hand side at his inception, Oladunamare knows all the inceptions of diseases. He knows all the cures. There is not one disease that he cannot cure. Oladulama Ray will mend our broken hearts and every disease will be apprehended. If we have this kind of information and it's locked away in our higher self, in our third eye, we need to tap into our third eye and wake ourselves up today. Go with me as I go and acknowledge my higher self and the ancestors' shoulders who I stand on, my mothers and fathers, and all of those that have gone before me. I light a candle to my mother's spirit and say, Ashe. I light a candle to my father's spirit and say, Ashe. I pour a glass of water for my mother and I say, Ashe, mother, Yamenja. I pour a glass of water for my father and I say, oh, Bakala. I pour libation to the east. Ladies and gentlemen, say Ashe with me. Ashe. I pour libation to the west. Ashe. I pour libations to the north and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south and I say Ashe. We do not greet our ancestors with a stale face. We must remember that cleansing our face and our elbows and arms will allow us to go before our elders with a clean face, meaning a clean plate. Every time we go before our higher self, we ask that they must not see the goal in us, but to see beyond the sin and accept us every day as we stand repentant. In repentance, because when you are in a state of repentance, you can always be holy, because he said you should be holy because he's holy. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where you stand with your ancestors. I don't even know where you stand with your belief system. But as for me and my house, we will serve African spirit. As for me and my house, we will acknowledge everything that our ancestors did. We will acknowledge it because if it was good for our ancestors, it's good for us. And we must remember, nothing that they did can be called juju. Nothing that they did can be called barbaric, or nothing that we can also be demonized because we came out of it. How dare you let someone call your religion demonized, barbaric, and fetish? You are the epitome of your ancestors producing you, and out of them and their loins you came. Do not accept this barbaric attitude when you have heard of men and women who needed to be cultivated that were in the Caucasus Mountains that Moses tried to rehabilitate and that our ancestors went in and pulled them up to a right standing and brought them out to walk on their two legs and not all four legs. Yet you can bend down and humble yourself when you are the mothers and fathers. What is wrong with you, African people? You are the mothers and fathers. Why must you continue to let children lead you around? Wake up and come to your higher senses. Now, Caucasian, I'm speaking of the fact that you know our history. You know that we assisted and gave you reason and brought you into being of understanding and cultivated you and socialized you. Your history book says so. It is nothing to be ashamed of, but we must face the inalienable facts and speak truth now in this hour. As we speak truth, we can begin to fellowship together under truth, under one government. As we seek to go under one nation, we've got to bring about truth so that our African faces, our burnt skin faces, will not be shameful, but we will honor what our ancestors did and hold true to this melanin in our blood. Do you not know, African people, the melanin and blood that you were enriched with causes you to have the ability to heal yourself and at one time to grow limbs? You were the people that everyone is looking for in the big Nish bones, in the Lucy's bones. You are it, black woman. What is wrong with you? If we have melanin blood that is enriched to heal ourselves, then we can heal a nation. African American, shame on you if you don't know who you are. I said, as for me and my house, we will serve our ancestors. Now, you say, Omi, what did our ancestors do, and who are these so-called dead folk? Well, I want to tell you one thing. There is none that are dead. Africans believe in reincarnations. We do not die. Our energy frequencies vibrate, and we cannot die. And if you are a frequency of any kind, melanin enriched or not, you cannot die. So there is no death. There is no death for the African. As for me and my house, this is what we believe. The Yoruba believe that there is one supreme God. That's right. Not five gods, not polytheistic, but a monotheistic. And I'm going to break it down to you where all of the gods and the Orishas came from. I'm a Yoruba priestess, and I'm sure all of you know that by now. I make no qualms about it. I had to fight to get out of Christianity to reveal who I really am. A secret society is where I belong. However, because I was brought up in the Christian faith, I love the Christians just as much as I love the Yoruba. But don't tell me that I'm going to back away from an organization that you call fetish, that you have demonized. I will not, because I know the power that exists there. This lukewarm power that the Christians present has no comparison to what the Yoruba faith has to offer. And I say that again, you who are standing behind that tree, come out from behind that tree. If you are African and you're practicing your African heritage, come out from behind that tree and stop pretending to be a Christian in a church where you can't reveal yourself. Don't you know you have powers? Don't you know you have gifts and you are a God? You are more than a Christian. You are a God and priestess. Come out from behind those doors, I say. Your gifts are being called upon now. And when God had a need for the donkey, he told the man that I have need for this donkey. That means that you have to go places you don't want to go. Now, what do we believe exactly? What does the Yoruba believe? There is one supreme God, as I told you. At the right hand of Oladulamare, God being so vast in his system, the Christians stole the Trinity. The Trinity, Olu, Oladulamare, and Olorun. All three of them are entities of God. All entities are vast entities of electrified energy, one being potent energy and the other being electrified energy. And then there's one that is normal that can interact with man. But the God that created this universe, you will never interact with. He is pure, ratified energy. He will burn you up if you stand before him. You can't interact with him, even if you wanted to. And we don't even know him to be a he or she. We say he and she. He has no gender. You must understand that God was so potent and ratified that he had to create deities that expressed him. That is where you get the Orishas from. The lower expression of God, Obatala, Shango, Alegba, Ishun, and many more. If I had more time, I would sit down and tell you about it. Because of time constraints, I want to just lay a foundation for you. As for me and my house, I will acknowledge African spirituality. The exception for the day you were born and the day you are supposed to die, there is not a single event in your life that cannot be forecast. In the story, we were told that Oduduwa told his disobedient children, I will not be forecasting with divination for you anymore and leading your lives. And because you have become bigger than me, I will leave you the divining chains and the E-Kings to make the decision over directing and guiding your life for forecasting. Yes, African believe that you can forecast your life. They also believe that you can supersede and change conditions. And they also believe that there is no disease under this sun that has been invented or created, nor can be created, that cannot be cured by Olorun and Oladulamare. So Africans, fear not. If you're sick, there's a place for you to go for healing. You must understand your African ancestry, though. You're not going to get it in these traditional hospitals. Go back to your father's and mother's own ways. Learn of their customs and tradition. As for me and my house, we're going to serve our ancestors. What are you going to do? And if necessary, they can change the forecast through the spirit. They go into the supernatural spirit. The underworld is where you ask the question. The question that they asked, whose report will you believe? And as they go into the under spirit, they also ask the question that cannot be answered in the natural. So they go to the supernatural world to ask the mothers and fathers who have laid down their lives and who still live in the spirit, what must we do? Can you forecast this young man or this young lady's life? Can you give us an answer? And the E-Kings will speak. They have a mouth, and they will give an answer. So you can get a divination, and you can get a direction for your life through OB. But you must understand that a sacrifice must be made when you deal with forces of evil and good. And if good lets you off the hook, you must repay good for giving you a chance and a way of escape. So why must you have sacrifice, you say, Omi? Because it's in God's plan. He did not create good without creating evil. When you speak of good, you ordinarily speak of evil. They exist in duality. You have to understand what I'm saying to you people. Your religion is a beautiful one and an easy yoke for you to bear. Why are you so confused in these Christian churches? And why are you wondering what's going on? Because the yoke is too heavy and it's too much for you to bear. Now, I want to also tell you that the path that you take and your calling can also be divined upon to tell you which cause you have, what path you have, and which calling you have, so you know when you're on the right path. So what do you need, you say, Omi? You need directions from your elders and your ancestors to speak to you even yet from the grave, to tell you where are you going in your life and what is your path. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want you to think that this is Bush people talking. I'm a very intelligent woman and have met very many Caucasians, Asians, African-Americans, Africans who practice in the Yoruba faith, and they are quite intelligent and have not lost their ever-loving minds. They have gotten on the right path. I suggest you get on the right path, too. Stop thinking yourself to be higher than you ought to be, because those so-called Africans are lower than low that you can't see walking after an African. Well, sooner or later, you will see the benefit in it. I don't have to tell you anymore. Our ancestors exist and must be honored and respected and consulted. The Orisha forces of nature out in the atmosphere. As for me and my house, I will serve ancestorship and nature and the outer climate, and I will consult with every force to be in nature, because within nature you find your solution. Living within the realms of respecting nature. Live within us, this ancestorship cannot die. It lives within us. And all of our affairs are still in our ancestors, and they have unfinished business that they come back here periodically to take care of. You ought to light a candle for your mother. You ought to light a candle for your father. Pour a glass of water, because they still yet need substance to live, and they need fluid. And you ought to give them a cool drink every once in a while to acknowledge that you're still here carrying the torch for them. They have vested interest in you. They are the only ones that have vested interest in you. I hope I'm reaching somebody tonight who's caught in a halt between two opinions. How long will you halt between two opinions? Don't you know you're African? The question here today is not to be Caucasian. The question is, blessing you, Caucasian, to make that decision. You know who you are. You call yourself the lesser God. But we're afraid to call ourselves any God, even with a small g and big head. I suggest you call yourself gods now and start acting like who you are. Now, I'm being hard on you because you got to lay the law down. You got to learn. You got to learn. Lay the law down in your house. Tell your children who they are. Tell them where their ancestorship come from. Lay the law down in your house. And I said, say, as for me and my house, we will serve ancestorship, and we will acknowledge our ancestors, our higher self. Our physical and mental emotion realm, as we go into the spirit, we can see things that we can't see in the natural. We can solve problems in the spirit realm, in the subconscious mind. Whatever you cannot do in the natural, go in the spirit realm and stay there and meditate on it until you master it. And when you come out of the spirit, all power will be in your hand. That basketball dunk you wanted to do, all power will be in your hand. That execution of a test you wanted to master, all power will be in your hand. Get in the spirit today, because as for me and my house, I know we going to serve ancestorship. How about you? Now, I'm telling you something that could get you over the grain house, African people. Why must we always be consumers of everything that is possible to be sold? Why don't we get over the grain house and stay over the grain house? Because we are the ones that are institutionalizing ourselves because we don't believe in spirit. Once you believe in spirit, our ancestors believed that they could do anything. How did they make that middle passage voice? And as we cry over sin, we cry over all of the Jewish Holocaust, and we tears and just falling out, but we had a Maafa. Why don't you cry for your Maafa? Why don't you cry for the millions that died in the middle passage, but voices still cry out? And why don't you live for them yet? Light a candle for them and live for them because their spirits cannot die. They yet live on. What are you talking about, Maomi? We're an African people. But what does that mean exactly? It means that we're the head and not the tail. We are the foundation for the world, and we are one of the seven wonders of the world, to be exact. All men and women are looking after us to see what is going to be done next. You foolish people on stages and television shows acting a plumb fool, you ought to cut it out. You have time now to change things. In a minute, you won't be nothing but a permanent underclass unless you gain wealth now. Now is the time to gain wealth. Well, only thinks I'm worth a whole hell of a lot. I might not have the filthy lucre now, but I'm worth a whole hell of a lot to a lot of people. And guess what? I'm going to get it from them. I'm going to get it from them because the riches and the wealth are stored up for the jets. It is your time to stand up and rightfully say that and become the millionaires that you can become. There's nothing wrong with believing that. As for me and my house, we will be a millionaire and get over the grain house. How about you? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I preached the sermon today, and I preached it for my black African people who are confused about who they are and their ancestorship. Yes, Omi is a priestess. It's out of the hat. Yes, Omi can divine. Yes, Omi can see your life and see into your life. But will I sit here on this live broadcast and divine for you? No, because you ought to learn to divine for yourself. Now, how much are you worth? Do you feel that you're worth $1 billion? Make mine a million, because I'm worth $1 million. I know this because of the content of my character and the substance I retain within me. You ought to be an Egyptian. You ought to know who you are, and you ought to know your values and what your capabilities are. I want you to study more, because that's for me and my house. We're going to keep on studying. We're going to keep on studying. When you become a metaphysicist and when you become a priest or priestess, you're a doctor. You're able to lay down the laws. So as for me and my house, we have laid the laws down tonight, whether you like it or not. Some of you are going to follow it. And some of you will even contact me. Thank you so much for following me today. And all of those who are following me, keep on following me. You might have something to learn. Once again, I say to you, thank you so much. And come back again and listen with me tomorrow. We'll be on a new subject. Almost preached enough for right now. As for me and my house, we're going to serve our ancestors. And we're going to uplift them and say Ashe. Say Ashe with me. I say Ashe, and I say a prayer for every one of you who are listening. God, may you touch their hearts. May you convict their souls, and may you pardon them for the ignorance that they have had in their heart against their own traditions and against their own heritage. Father, don't hold them hostage. Don't even imprison them. Release them. Release them so that they can stumble in the dark until they find the truth. And let them find the truth quickly, Lord, because we don't have very much time. And as they find the truth, let them engage in African ancestralship, and may they love their African black self. And may this brand that we have on our skin of blackness lead others into light. We thank you for the households that are represented here, and we know you're going to move swiftly over the households. And we thank you and give you all the praise and glory and say all power is in our hands now. Lord, show us what to do with it. To God be the glory. Oh, Odaba, it's time for me to disappear and do my disappearing act. I got to get up out of here. I'll say Odaba to you.
It's D.A.
I'm disappearing right now. Come on, take me out of here, pal.
Oh, yeah. About to close, so tell me what's gonna happen. Am I going with you? How you coming with me? My girl's not around, and your man just set you free. Baby, I'm your destination.
I'm making this appear. Girl, let's get up out of here. See the light.
Bikun, what do they say about them? They say the body is dead, but they keep living. They say the body has gone back to the earth, but the spirit just keeps moving. Iba ye ye, Iba baba olurum, Mojiba igungu, Mojiba igungu. As surely as Iya makes the wind to blow, and surely as the storm brings changes, all life cycle must transform, must transform. All things must rearrange as surely as the ocean. We say the ocean runs deep. The Ikun, they walk again. We say the Ikun walk again and does not sleep. If you don't take care of the ancestors, exactly how do you expect them to take care of you? Ladies and gentlemen, acknowledge your ancestors and your higher self, and they will take care of you. And on that note, I say, Odabo, see you tomorrow, bright and early, 10:30 p.m. Meet me here. Thank you. Good evening.